Senate will be in order. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time I call up Senate File 2322 with Senator Brown and Senate File 2337 with Senator Brown.
The Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer, calls up Senate File 2322 and Senate File 2337. Chair recognizes Senator from Mitchell, Senator Brown, for opening remarks on Senate File 2322.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate File 2322 stipulates reasonable expenses are to be charged for the examination and copying of a record by a custodian of a public record. The custodian shall make every reasonable effort to provide a record at no cost other than copying if the record takes less than 30 minutes to produce. It permits a person to contest the reasonableness of the expenses. And lastly, it limits the cost for legal services only for redaction or review of legally protected confidential information. Mr. President, I am so my opening comments.
Is there further discussion on the bill? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator Mitchell, Senator Brown for final remarks on Senate File 2322.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate File 2322 be read for the last time, placed upon its passage.
Senator Mitchell moves that Senate File 2322 be read for the last time, placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Secretary will read.
Senate File 2322, a bill for an act relating the assessment of fees when a person requests examination of common public records being enacted by General Assembly State of Iowa.
Senator Mitchell moves that the reading thus far be considered last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Is the title agreed to?
Yes.
Title is agreed to. The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of Senate File 2322 will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Secretary will open the voting system and receive your vote. Senator Kornbach votes aye. Senator Knoyer votes aye. Senator Johnson votes aye. Senator Green votes aye. Senator Costello votes aye. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please excuse Senator Zahn and Senator Zumba until they arrive.
Senator Zahn and Senator Zumba will be excused until they arrive. Senator Walls votes aye. The Senator from Sioux, Senator Taylor votes aye. Senator Dickey votes aye. Senator Edler votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close the voting system. Secretary, lock the voting system and record votes. Senator, pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 48. Those voting no, 0. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to pass the Senate, and the title was agreed to. Chair recognizes Senator Mitchell, Senator Brown, for opening remarks on Senate File 2337.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate File 2337 allows third-party testers to offer the CDL knowledge test and adds public transit to the eligible list of third-party testers. That ends my opening comments.
Is there further discussion on the bill? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Mitchell, Senator Brown, for final remarks on Senate File 2337.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate File 2337 be read for the last time, placed upon its passage.
Senator Mitchell moves that Senate File 2337 be read for the last time, placed upon its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Secretary will read.
Senate File 2337, a bill for an act relating to third-party testers, test examiners, commercial driver's license, knowledge, driving skills test being enacted by the General Assembly State of Iowa.
Senator Mitchell moves that the reading thus far be considered last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Is the title agreed to?
Yes.
Title is agreed to. The question now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of Senate File 2337 will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Secretary, open the voting system and receive your vote. Senator Kornbach votes aye. Senator Bolton votes aye. Senator Costello votes aye. Senator Dickey votes aye. Senator Edler votes aye. Senator Walls votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close voting system. Secretary, lock voting system. Record votes. Senator will pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting 948. Those voting no, 0. The bill having received the constitutional majority is declared to pass. Senate title was agreed to. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent to immediately message 2322 and 2337.
The Senator from Polk, Senator Whitaker, asks unanimous consent to immediately message Senate file 2322 and Senate file 2337. Hearing no objections, so ordered. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time I call up Senate file 2081 with Senator Knoyer, Senate file 2297 with Senator Dawson, and Senate file 2362 with Senator Knoyer.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitaker calls up Senate file 2081, Senate file 2297, and Senate file 2362. Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer, for opening remarks on Senate file 2081.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate file 2081 provides that recipients of a grant from the Computer Science Professional Development Incentive Fund may receive monies for expenses incurred during the fiscal year in which the department awards the grant through September 30th of the following year. That concludes my opening remarks.
Is there further discussion on Senate file 2081? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer, for final remarks on Senate file 2081.
I move the bill, ask that it be read for the last time and placed on its passage.
Senator from Scott moves that Senate file 2081 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Secretary will read.
Senate file 2081, a bill for granting disbursements from the Computer Science Professional Development Incentive Fund, including applicability provisions being enacted by the General Assembly State of Iowa.
Senator from Scott moves that the reading thus far be considered last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. Is the title agreed to?
Yes.
Title is agreed to. The question now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of Senate File 2081 will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Secretary, open the voting system and receive your vote. Senator Lofgren votes aye. Senator Walls votes aye. Senator Dotzler votes aye. Senator Kornbach votes aye. Senator Costello votes aye. Senator Bolton votes aye. Senator Bolcom votes aye. Senator Edler votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close voting system. Secretary, lock the voting system and record votes. Senator, pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 48. Those voting no, 0. Bill having received the constitutional majority is declared to pass the Senate and the title was agreed to. Chair recognizes Senator from Pottawatomie, Senator Dawson, for opening remarks on Senate File 2297.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues of the Senate, Senate File 2297 disqualifies any person convicted of felony that is currently under the supervision Department of Corrections, the Judicial District Department, the Board of Parole, or is on the Sex Offender Registry. That concludes my opening comments.
Is there further discussion on Senate File 2297? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Pottawatomie, Senator Dawson, for final remarks on Senate File 2297.
I would move Senate File 2297 be read for the final time and placed on its passage.
Senator from Pottawatomie moves that Senate File 2297 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. Secretary will read.
Senate File 2297, Bill for Enacting Jury Service Qualification for Certain Felons Being Enacted by Johnson City, State of Iowa.
Senator from Pottawatomie moves that the reading thus far be considered last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Is the title agreed to?
Yes.
Title is agreed to. The question now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of Senate File 2297 will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Secretary, open the voting system and receive your vote. Senator Edler votes aye. Senator Giddens votes aye. Senator Kinney votes aye. Senator Kornbach votes aye. Senator Dotzler votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close the voting system. Secretary, lock the voting system and record votes. I will pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 48. Those voting no, 0. The bill, having received constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the Senate, and the title was agreed to. Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Kanoyer, for opening remarks on Senate File 2362.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate File 2362 is an education omnibus bill that contains a number of changes to education-related code sections, including allowing electronic publication for sales of bonds, allowing the use of electronic signatures, creating a health-related training working group, fixing a decades-old issue relating to county conference boards, requiring seizure training requirements at schools, and fixing issues related to Medicaid reimbursement at our schools. That concludes my opening remarks, and there is an amendment.
There is an amendment. Chair calls up Amendment 5017. Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Kanoyer, for opening remarks on Amendment 5017.
Thank you, Mr. President. This amendment strikes the division related to seizure training requirements. That concludes my opening remarks.
Is there further discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Kanoyer, for final remarks on Amendment 5017.
I move the amendment.
The Senator from Scott moves the adoption of Senate Amendment 5017 to Senate File 2362. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion prevails. We're now back on Senate File 2362 as amended. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Kanoyer, for final remarks on Senate File 2362 as amended.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate File 2362 as amended be read. I ask that it be read for the last time and placed on its passage.
The Senator from Scott moves that Senate File 2362 as amended be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Secretary will read.
Senate File 2362, above and related entities supporting and holding apart by public monies, including sale of public bonds, duties, responsibility, school boards, school districts, Department of Education, credit, non-public schools, charter schools, and children's residence facilities, and the membership and voting units of county and city conference boards being enacted by the General Assembly, State of Iowa.
The Senator from Scott moves that the reading thus far be considered last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. Is the title agreed to?
Yes.
Title is agreed to. The question now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of Senate File 2362 as amended will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Secretary, open the voting system and receive your vote. Senator Kornbach votes aye. Senator Kinney votes aye. Senator Giddens votes aye. Senator Edler votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close the voting system. Secretary, lock the voting system and record votes. Senate, pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 48. Those voting no, 0. The bill, having received the Constitution majority, is declared to have passed the Senate, and the title was agreed to. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent to immediately message Senate File 2081, Senate File 2297, Senate File 2362.
The Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer, asks unanimous consent to immediately message Senate File 2081, Senate File 2297, and Senate File 2362. Hearing no objections, so ordered. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time I call up Senate Concurrent Resolution 103.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer calls up SCR 103. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer, for opening remarks on Senate Concurrent Resolution 103.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Concurrent Resolution 103 is a resolution for the formal appointment of Bernardo Granweer as the Ombudsman for a 4-year term beginning July 1st, 2022, and that he will serve as acting Ombudsman until July 1st. Legislative Council appointed Bernardo on February 10th. If there's no discussion, I would move Senate Concurrent Resolution 103 and ask for a division and a record.
Is there further discussion on SCR 103? A division and record has been called for. The secretary will open the voting system and receive your vote. Senator Bolton votes aye. Senator Kornbach votes aye. Senator Giddens votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary will lock the voting system. The Senate will pay attention to the roll call. Those voting aye, 48. Those voting no, 0. SCR 103, having received the Constitution majority, is declared to have passed the Senate. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent to immediately message Senate Concurrent Resolution 103.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer, ask unanimous consent to immediately message SCR 103. Hearing no objections, so ordered. We're now at that time of the day for points of personal privilege. Do any senators seek the floor? For what purpose does the senator from Mahaska, Senator Rosenboom, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Since I was slow on the draw this morning with announcements, would you permit me to make an announcement?
You can make an announcement as a point of personal privilege.
Thank you. A few weeks ago, we talked about the Hoover Award for Uncommon Public Service, and that's a nomination for outstanding Iowa State representatives and senators. The nomination deadline for that is March 1. That's just around the corner. So we're looking for legislators who exemplify Herbert Hoover's ideals of honesty, integrity, and uncommon public service. The nominees are judged on their public service and humanitarian efforts for the people of Iowa and beyond. So nominations may be made online. You got a paper form a few weeks ago, but I'll bet you misplaced it. But they can be made by paper, or nominations can be made online at the hoover presidential foundation.org, clicking on the grants and awards tab. You can also just simply send them a letter, but there's ways to do it. I'm just bringing to your attention to encourage my colleagues to consider that and be aware of the March 1 deadline. Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Thursday, February 24th at 9 a.m.
You've all heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Thursday, February 24th at 9 a.m.